You know the national headlines. In a moment, we'll give you Thursday's local report of news on the Real Nyack Radio. This late breaking news story into our newsroom. On Thursday evening, about 20 minutes before midnight, police raced to the 2400 block of Niagara Avenue, where a man was found unresponsive down on the ground. Authorities said he had no pulse when they arrived, and emergency rescue crews administered first aid and CPR and were able to regain a pulse. That victim was rushed to the Memorial Medical Center, and its last report was in critical condition, although authorities did not release a cause for his condition. City detectives and crime scene investigators rushed to the scene and were looking for evidence in the case, but released no other details. Also, a warning in a story from Rob Shots on Facebook. A man apparently suffered severe injuries when fireworks went off in his hand. He was rushed to the medical center for emergency treatment. And with that story comes a warning. Fireworks are dangerous. Do not light them while holding them in your hand. Tonight, mostly cloudy, says the weatherman, a little bit cooler. Overnight low temperatures will be in the mid-50s. Then tomorrow, the 4th of July, not looking bad. Sunny skies, a high in the upper 70s with no rain in the forecast right now. Partly cloudy at night with some light winds, but so far, no rain in the forecast. And hopefully, it'll stay that way for your holiday celebration. Topping local news, city police alerted by a police plate reader that a stolen car had just passed them, attempted to stop that vehicle, but it pulled away in a reckless manner. Police said the driver then led them on a short chase until he pulled onto the Lockport Bridge, where he drove off the pavement, struck a guardrail, then hit a utility pole on the bridge. That driver then bolted from the car and ran on foot, jumping over a fence and managing to get away in the railroad property in the area. A short time later, that suspect, now identified as Savon Hilson of Michigan Avenue, had been located and taken into custody by Officer Lapine. Authorities said he was found on Center Avenue. Hilson was said to be positively identified as the person that ran from the stolen vehicle and was charged by police with criminal possession of stolen property, reckless driving, speeding, unlawfully fleeing a police officer, failure to yield the way to an emergency vehicle, and with not having a valid driver's license, along with numerous vehicle and traffic violations. Hilson was transported to police headquarters and was booked and held on the charges pending arraignment in the case, and is now awaiting further court action. I'll have more local news in a moment. But a reminder, this report is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. If the occasion arises over the holiday weekend that you need an appliance repairman, that's the number to have handy in your cell phone, 523-5911, because it's Chris Moore's number, the man who will come to your home for a $35 service call, plus parts and labor, and fix your problem. But as I always say, you never know when that's going to be, so keep the number handy. Put it in your cell phone, 523-5911. And the local news is also brought to you by the Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls, two locally owned and operated pharmacies that take the time to care about you. And they want to deliver your prescription on time and free of charge. And to do that, all you have to do is call them at 260-1918, especially if your drugstore is closing soon. They'll make all the arrangements for you. So call them or stop in and see them. 87th and Buffalo Avenue, Wellness Park, or Community Medical Pharmacy, Michigan Avenue, just off Main. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies, and they show it. In other local news, in the 300 block of Ferry Avenue, a person who paid a security deposit on an apartment and arrived with a U-Haul truck to move in was surprised to find a dog and a man living inside when he got there. When the new occupant called the police, that man ran from the home. Police were quick to locate him and identified him as Armit Singh, who listed no address. Singh allegedly was a squatter in the house and ended up being charged with criminal trespass in the case for illegally entering the property. Singh was issued an appearance ticket by the police, and his dog was transported to the city's animal shelter for care. A man who was found wandering in a secure fenced-in lot at the rear of the police station on Main Street was taken into custody yesterday after he reportedly was said to be looking in the cars in the lot. Police said they ended up charging Joe Lane of Center Street with criminal trespass for unlawfully entering that closed-in lot, he'll now get a chance to explain to a city court judge what he was doing there. City detectives are looking into how a man who tried to cash a check for $4,928 at the Northwest Bank on Main Street got that check. Bank officials found the situation suspicious and noted that the signature on the check didn't match the account owner's signature. They called the owner, who told them that they did not issue the suspect the check and they did not sign it. Police were called in, and after an investigation, they took Tyrone Slocum of Main Street into custody and say charges in the case are pending. The suspect in that murder of a man whose body was found on Main Street on Monday pleaded not guilty to the charge when being arraigned in city court yesterday. Authorities say the murder case against 53-year-old Arthur Hicks of the Falls will now be presented to a grand jury. He's accused of stabbing the victim of the homicide several times, identified as 34-year-old Thomas Harris of the Falls, who was pronounced dead at the scene. Hicks is now being held in the county jail without bail, pending further court action. At last night's city council meeting, the council approved the purchase of an industrial washing and drying system to be installed in the city's new dog shelter that's being built in Hyde Park. The purchase, which comes to thousands of dollars, was outlined to the council and came from the low bidder of the system, which was George's Appliance on Pine Avenue. Also last night, the council approved the mayor to negotiate with the developers of the Hotel Niagara, now under renovation, to either lease or use the city-owned parking lot next to the Holiday Inn across from the hotel for the hotel parking, should that project get completed. And authorities say if a deal can be struck using that lot, that may spark people who want to invest in the project, noting that parking is one of the main obstacles for the new Hotel Niagara. And the council also okayed the mayor to offer just over $4 million to the Niagara Falls Redevelopment Agency that they want to use to put their Centennial Park in. That purchase would be through eminent domain. But before those negotiations can be completed, both the buyer and the seller have to agree on the price, or the matter may go back to court. And there are plenty of fireworks displays in the area tomorrow, and you can hear the complete list that we reported to you yesterday by visiting our NiagaraRadio.net homepage and clicking the local news tab after refreshing your browser, or by going to Facebook and entering NiagaraRadio.net and clicking yesterday's report. And a reminder, if you're planning to celebrate over the Independence Day holiday, don't forget the police agencies will be out in full force on the latest DWI and impaired driving blitz. So if you plan to drink or use any intoxicating substance, better plan for a safe ride home and don't drive. And this reminder from City Council Chairman Jim Perry, enjoy the holiday, do it safely, but be respectful to your neighbors and acknowledge the quiet time at night and refrain from setting off late night fireworks in your neighborhood. And finally, here we go again. A man who has been arrested plenty of times in the past few days is back in the news today, but he seems to be adjusting to the inconvenience of having his reported continual panhandling events interrupted by the police that stop him to arrest him and fill out an appearance ticket for his actions before they let him go again. That is, until the next time. Charged twice yesterday in two separate cases, again this week, was the Candor Lancaster, who lists no permanent address. He was told to stay away from the McDonald's on Pine Avenue after being trespassed there and arrested several times for aggressive panhandling. But yesterday he was seen again in the drive-in lane of the restaurant on foot, where he allegedly was approaching cars again. He was arrested again, and this time was issued an appearance ticket for trespassing and was told to leave. Then a few minutes later, he was found in an area business off 19th and Walnut that he was told not to return to. Again, he was charged with trespassing again, and again was handed the appearance ticket and let go. But I guess that's the way it works in New York State due to bail reform. I just wonder how many times again he'll be arrested over this holiday weekend and where he'll possibly trespass or panhandle again. And if he does, we'll report it to you on Monday's news. We'll be back on Monday with the latest news report here on Niagara Radio. But a reminder in the meantime, if news breaks out during the weekend or overnight, we'll have it here on the Real Niagara Radio and on Facebook. When news breaks out, we'll break in. And if you see news, call our news tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. It's the Links of Niagara News tip line, where you can golf on the same simulators the pros use in the One Niagara building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard. And remember, when you golf at the Links, parking is always free, and golfing during the summer is 30% off. Local news first, factual and free. It's all right here on the Real Niagara Radio. Have a safe Independence Day holiday. We're back on Monday. I'm Sal Panessa.